Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Well, it's an absolute perfect night here in Oakland, California. It's the Athletics and the Angels. It's a four-game set. And then after this, three more games at home against the Twins. But a game tonight, double dip tomorrow, and then a game on Sunday, and finally get to play your division rival, Ken Korak. We were just joking off the air that it was like the A's were an East or Central team back playing against the West.
Just three games so far this year against the West, against the Rangers, but you have to make some hay against the teams in your division, which the A's did last year, by the way, Tony, 15-4 against the Halos a year ago.
Well, and the one thing we have talked about for years is what happens if they got all this talent and it stays healthy and they start to gel? Mm-hmm. I think we're starting to see that.
Yeah, I mean, they can really hit, but they've also done some really, I think, interesting things under the radar stuff with their bullpen. They've pitched a lot better, I think, than people thought they would. The one-year deal for Syndergaard, he's pitched great in their rotation, but they went out and got several veterans in their bullpen to fortify the pen, and then they re-signed their closer, Raisel Iglesias, that's paid off for them. So they've been a complete ball club so far this year.
Well, and then for the Athletics, as we learned on A's Cast Live today with the Mark Kotze show about the meeting that they had in Detroit and how the team responded. That was, you know, here you are, you've lost nine straight, things aren't going so hot, and to rebound in a very rare five-game series and to take 4 or 5, wouldn't you say that was big for this club?
It could be a real building block for them. And we talked with Mark on the manager show today about kind of being a professional and the approach that it takes and the extra miles you have to walk to be a solid major league player, the commitment you have to make. And I think his comments were really interesting. We'll hear those later on your pregame show, Chris. But to bounce back after a long losing streak and then win 4 out of 5. Now, the Tigers have been scuffling. We know that. This is a real step up in class for the A's, and especially for the A's pitching staff, to kind of see where they are in these four games. But the A's were scuffling defensively too, right? So they had 5 games in Detroit without making an error, and that was critical, of course.
Obviously, with you over the years, you got different managers. How's it gone so far for Mark Kotze and yourself?
It's been great, and I kind of like what we're doing, where tomorrow we'll have Scott Emerson on, and then Tommy Evers, the A's hitting coach, will be on Sunday, so we're kind of mixing it up a little bit. But, you know, we go back a long ways, as you do, with Kotz, and so many great memories of Mark as a player as well.
And the one thing that is something that everybody's going to look at is its effort. What are they going to look like? Mm-hmm. Whether they're playing well, not playing well, but what's the effort? And that's the one thing I think we all can say we've seen the effort.
There's no doubt. And plus, you kind of want to identify the players that you can go forward with as an organization. And I'm encouraged by the pitching. They've exceeded expectations for me on the mound so far. And to see guys the A's traded for, like Adrian Martinez, who was lights out for 5 1/3 against the Tigers the other day. Zach Logue has filled in for Cole Irvin, done a great job. So it's nice to see that you have pieces that could be building blocks for your organization.
Yeah, because if this ball club's going to win, it's going to be because of pitching and better defense. But you know what? As our friend Ray Fossey always said, that's what this organization's built on.
Yeah, and I think that there's also a culture that Kotze brings with him to the club from even back when he was playing, and that is there is an expectation here with this team. And you know, they don't want to. He doesn't want to hear about a rebuilding year or anything like that. So, I think his expectations are still pretty high.
No doubt about it. And then you get a chance to play the Twins again, and the Twins, that series was very close. Every game was decided by one run.
Well, the A's haven't hit, and they started to hit a little bit in the last three games against the Tigers. They didn't hit in that series, so they lost three one-run games. They're 2-7 in the one-run decisions this year. If you flip that, they'd have a pretty decent record. I think sometimes people look at that and say, well, if you pitch better, or that's on the bullpen, when you're five games under 500 in the one-run games, that's really on their offense. So we'll see if they can continue to pick things up offensively in this series.
Yeah, it's crazy. Offense is down everywhere in the big leagues. Now we're just hoping for the sun to come out around the country
right.
And for it to warm up, because otherwise, everywhere you look, things are down.
You think the baseballs are a big factor?
Well, I asked David Force. We're so into science and data and everything in baseball, but we have no idea what's the difference between a ball and a humidor in Houston and Oakland and Miami or Kansas City. We don't know.
Or are the balls just different this year? We don't know. I mean, I've always subscribed to the theory that early in the year the pitchers have the advantage. When the weather warms up, the hitters are going to have the advantage. So we'll see if it flips in that direction here fairly soon.
Well, enjoy the broadcast. I'll talk
Thanks,
to you after
buddy.
The game. And today's just a warm-up for the old double dip tomorrow.
And it's going to be a long day of baseball, but it's going to be fun.
The great Ken Korak, the voice of summer, the voice of your Oakland Athletics. Jessica Kleinschmidt will join us next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead. With Fidelity Income Planning, we'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and build a straightforward plan to generate income even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time without the unnecessary fees. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is A's Total Access.
Jessica, how are you today? It's been a while.
I can barely hear you because we have a lot of fun music happening right now.
Well, everybody has a DJ at Friday night for their ball game.
She kills it, too. She does an amazing job.
Does this take you back to your clubbing days?
I clubbed for maybe a week out of my life, but yes, it does. And that was because ladies got in for free on Wednesday nights. The Pepper Mill Club in Reno, Nevada.
Reno,
baby.
I love the Pepper Mill.
Was it called Edge? I think that was the name of the club, Edge. And I went for, maybe three or four times in my life, and that was enough for me, Townie.
What do you got for me today?
Well, Cole Irvin will be hopefully on a rehab assignment on Tuesday in Stockton. And I found out why Lou Trevino likes to run barefoot out in the back in the outfield before a game.
Well, why does he like to run barefoot?
It's very much he likes to be in tune with the earth, he said. And Cody's giving me a weird look. And then he also said, because when it comes to the groundskeepers and everything, he knows he's not going to step on anything and hurt his feet. And anything, I mean, rocks. I mean, if Reba ever has an accident out there, he'll avoid it. So that's the main thing.
Reba is Clay Wood's dog, and that the beautiful dog that you see on Instagram all the time on our Instagram page. So perfectly manicured grass in a stadium for Lou is helping him get in tune with nature.
Correct. And we did
in a concrete stadium surrounded by an asphalt parking lot.
He did say he would never do it on a turf ground, though. He's not quite there yet. But it's all grass.
So he's got
people are like adopting it from him too. People are liking it just as much.
What does he get out of it?
He just likes to feel free, and my mind went to when you were a kid, you like to run around in it and stuff, and then you actually get to do it here. You get to avoid all the inanimate objects and step on a rock and everything like that.
But that was part of nature, right?
And he did mention being in tune with Earth, yes.
That's how I get with my inner chi, is I need some rocks, and I need something that's a little uncomfortable make me appreciate.
I did. I really appreciate it.
That sounds soft to me.
I don't think it's soft at all. I really appreciate it.
I like the inner stuff, but the fact that you're a little worried about, and you're going to do it in a stadium, I mean, you got the Oakland Hills. You got a lot of beautiful places around here to find yourself.
But when you're here, you can actually run on it because you know the groundskeeping crew takes care of it. There's no like rocks and stuff out there.
I hope I'm there the day he steps on a landmine out there.
I'm going to
a Reba bomb.
I even brought up an actual dog bomb. I said, yeah, you get to avoid that too. But I didn't realize. I totally forgot about Reba. Like that's actually a good point.
So Cole Irvin.
Yeah.
This is really good news because he was throwing the ball so well. Really, for him as a professional, coming into his own, where he talked about the difference between last year and this year is really knowing himself. And then all of a sudden, boom, you hit the IL. Mm-hmm. That's just – it kind of takes you off your inner chi. Sticking with that thing.
Maybe Cole should run the outfield barefoot.
But, it's got to be good for him because – knowing him, this has got to be driving him nuts.
Yeah, and I actually talked to him earlier, and he's got a very laid-back vibe, which I really appreciate. He's fun. He's super great to approach, but he also he will always play with the chip on his shoulders, and he's still holding onto that back when he played for the Phillies, and he's always going to. But the confidence certainly is there. So despite him being very approachable, kind of like Liam Hendricks, remember him? Like he was super approachable in the clubhouse. I asked if you remember Liam Hendricks. How can you not?
I've heard of him.
He's very approachable. But when it came to being on the mound, you didn't want to mess with him. I think Cole's still trying to find that aspect, the animalistic aspect, if you will, would bring that confidence back. Because when Cole Irvin's on it, we know he's not really a huge strikeout pitcher. He wants to keep it in the infield. He trusts his infield. Doesn't matter who's behind him. And that's kind of ultimately what his goal was. And I think once he's back and adding to that rotation, just going to bolster it even more.
Liam Hendricks has been on A's Cast Live more than any player by a lot. He used to just come.
I was going to say, he invites himself.
He literally would come, just put the head. We didn't have to book him.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to go to PR and say, hey, can we get Zach Logue today? Sure, we'll bring him down. What time? No, Liam just showed up every day. Yeah. He and Ray Fosse would both just come and be on the show.
I like that. Well, kind of like when I saw you grabbing Emo's attention earlier, too.
Well, we'll ask you the question.
Oh, is it the beard and mustache question?
Yes.
What's the actual question again?
So the question is, do you count the mustache as, do you have to have the mustache to have the beard? In your opinion?
No, I don't believe so.
Then you're lockstep with Dallas Braden and Emo.
And I believe Gabe Kapler.
And Cap.
And Susan Slusser.
Hamburger, is it a sandwich or is it just a hamburger?
It's a hamburger, but a hot dog is a sandwich.
How?
Mic drop, a hot dog is a sandwich.
How is that possible? Because then it would be called a sandwich, it wouldn't be called a hot dog.
But if you look at, if it's ever on a menu, it's probably going to have underneath the same category as sandwiches, right?
Maybe.
It will be.
What if it's a sausage place and they don't have sandwiches? It's just going to be hot dogs.
It's a sandwich. A hot dog is a sandwich.
We're blowing people's minds.
Josh Donaldson told me once that he ate a hot dog sometimes with bread, but he was like this poor college student. So he agrees it is indeed a sandwich.
Well, there you have it.
Mic drop.
Love it. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
We got more coming up next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com for all your building needs. Ashby Lumber.
Hey y'all, this is singer-songwriter Vincent Neil Emerson, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Well, I've been stuck in a fiery haze. I've been feeling this way for days. I got one more night in a hotel room, or I'm headed home following the Texas moon.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Earlier today on A's Cast Live, new left-hander Zach Logue stopped by, and this lefty has been really good. And we ask how he was feeling after his last start against the Tigers. So how are you feeling after that last start?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. I felt a little bit more comfortable out there than the start in Minnesota. So I was able to, you know, have a little bit more control of myself, kind of attack hitters early, and I thought that made a big difference getting ahead of a lot of guys.
Well, that's one thing that I've really enjoyed, and we talked about that with you and Adrian Martinez, with the fact that here you go. You know, for you now, you've already got the relief appearance, you got the start, but for him, adrenaline's pumping. And really, for you guys back-to-back to not walk anybody, yes, zero runs is the best,
right?
But not to walk anybody, especially when you're someone who's not out there trying to strike everybody out, that's key for you.
Yeah, exactly. That was a big emphasis for me last year. Not that I've walked a ton of people, but just limiting those free passes is huge, because, you know, you give up a free pass and then a bloop hit and then a single, and that's a run, maybe two runs, and you know could have got out of that with zero or one. Just limiting the free passes, I think, kind of helps to limit those big innings.
Just talk about what it was like, debut, W, sent back down, and then you just, after that, you don't know. You know you're probably going to come back, but just what was that like?
Yeah, I went up to Toronto, which was obviously my former team. I didn't get in there, but it was cool to see with some of the guys that I had come up with and stuff like that. Came back here, was here for the home opener, which was awesome, and then got in the next day. Had some family in town, which was awesome. But yeah, there was definitely some nerves going. I don't normally come out of the bullpen, so that was a different routine for me, especially. But I just wanted to go out there, fill up the zone, kind of attack guys and see what happened. And it was a 1-0 ball game, so it was close. So I knew I needed to you know, put up a zero. Went out there, was able to do that, and then Castellani came in and got me out of a bit of a jam. And then, I just happened to be in when we scored those two runs, so yeah. kind of lucked into that win. But to have it all happen in the same game was pretty special.
And then you come back, and then here you go again. You know, now you're starting. obviously, that's a whole different ball game. Coming out of the bullpen, you went down there. Yeah, maybe a good idea you're going to pitch or not, but now you're starting. Now you're back into your routine as a starter, going from the hotel, getting here at a certain point, when you play long toss, when you run, how you warm up. What was that like?
Yeah, I definitely feel more comfortable with that. I've done that pretty much my entire pro career, so I kind of have that routine pretty set in my mind, which, you know, put me at ease a little bit, but you know, you go out in Minnesota, it's a pretty big park. There's fans there. I definitely had some jitters going the first couple innings. But, you know, I was able to limit some damage there, and then I was able to settle in. But, yeah, I felt a little bit more comfortable coming in on the start.
So right now where you are after a couple starts, just how do you feel confidence-wise in what you're doing and what you're working on and having that confidence that you've showed us basically you're fearless?
Yeah, kind of like you said, when you come up here, you don't really know how the stuff's going to play. You know, it may work in the minor leagues, and what you do there might not work here. But you know, you throw some good pitches, you execute what you're wanting to, and you get the results you want. That definitely builds confidence. So for me, it's all about executing pitches. And yeah, like you said, I like to come after guys. I don't mind pitching inside, no matter who's at the plate. I think that's part of what makes me good, and part of what I have to do, given that I'm not throwing 95, 96 out there, so I kind of have to be able to move the ball around, mix it up, and use the entire zone.
There is a whole lot of information in baseball. I mean, you can get everything you want on every single play. We're looking over the Angels right now. Yeah. You can get everything you want, and it's all through baseball, more obviously here at the big league level. How much do you delve into it to prepare yourself? Are you one of those guys that is, like, all about watching video, all looking at everything, or is more just about you?
Yeah, I definitely have started to watch a little bit more video. I think in the big leagues there's guys that have, you know, pretty impressive strengths, and you want to know what those are. But a lot of it for me, I think, comes down to just executing a good pitch. One of the things that I think you got to remind yourself is that no matter where you are, hitting is really, really hard. And coming after guys, mixing it up, you know, mixing up location and pitches and all that stuff, at the end of the day is probably still going to win no matter who's at the plate. But yeah, there's definitely a little bit more research done before a start, I think, up here, just because there are guys that are that good.
There is a pitcher that comes on this program all the time. He's a Hall of Famer, Tom Glavine, a hockey guy. Was drafted. Who's he drafted by? Was he drafted by the Kings, right?
Yeah, because he talked about how he would have replaced Luke Robitaille on the line.
Yeah, better than Luke Robitaille. Yeah. So, and he's always talked about, you know, in hockey, a very physical game. And I covered the Sharks for years. And there's something about hockey players is a different mentality. You're a hockey guy.
Yeah.
Talk about how hockey helps you on the mound. I'm curious if it's similar to Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I've talked about this before with some other people. And I think hockey is just such a you got to be mentally tough. You got to be physically tough. It's just kind of like a blue-collar mentality, and you might go out there, you might take a slap shot off the shin or off the foot, but you got to finish your shift for your teammates. So I think you just got to be tough no matter what's going on around you, no matter if you're playing well or your team's playing well. You got to control what you can control and go out there and kind of have that bulldog mentality.
So were you a goal scorer?
I was more of an assist guy. I played wing, so I was happy to feed it to the guys that had a little bit better shot than I did.
You didn't have the pop, huh?
Didn't quite have the pop. You know, I was a bit of a late bloomer, so I was kind of small. Not that I'm huge now, but yeah. I was really skinny and stuff like that. I was pretty fast, but no, I didn't quite have the pop that some of the bigger guys on our team did.
Yeah, there's definitely a toughness you got to have to play that sport. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, out here, we don't know. We don't grow up on frozen ponds in California, but there's a mentality, especially a toughness to play that sport.
Yeah, I love hockey. I still love watching it. I wouldn't say I follow it super closely, but I love it because, you know, those guys are out there and they're putting their bodies on the line for their team, and that's just something you really got to respect, and I love watching, especially the playoffs. It's a lot of fun.
We will have part two of Zach coming up here in just a little bit, but coming up next, Where Are They Now? With Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar.
pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
He was a slick fielding second baseman who handled his position with grace and style and was a part of all three World Championship teams in 1972, 73, and 74. On this edition of Where Are They Now, we visit with Dick Green, who played for the A's in both Kansas City and Oakland from 1963 to 1974. Green was a high school quarterback in Yankton, South Dakota, but getting any attention for baseball was quite a challenge.
Well, first of all, We didn't have baseball in high school. We had a little league or junior program is what we called it back in Yankton. You just played summer ball and that was it. And then when football comes around, you play football. Then it's a track season, and then it's summertime, and you don't think of anything but baseball.
As the A's were getting ready for the great playoff run in 1972, Dick Green had to spend much of the season off the roster due to an injury, as he explains.
I spent a lot of time in Dr. Walker's swimming pool, who he's the one that operated on me. He was the team doctor at the time. But I think it couldn't have been more than 2 or 3 weeks in the season, and we were in at Yankee Stadium, and I hit a ground ball to the shortstop, and I couldn't get to first base. I thought it was a big Charlie horse or something in my butt, but we later found out a couple weeks later that it was a disc problem, and I got operated on the middle of May, and 3 months later I was playing baseball middle of September, and because that's what I wanted to do if we were going to get into postseason playoffs in World Series. I certainly wanted to be ready for that.
The A's beat the Tigers in the ALCS and then met the Cincinnati Reds in the World Series. Dick Green went 6-for-18 at the plate in that series, but is known more for one play in Game 4.
People still send me that video about getting upset. I don't know if it was Morgan or somebody really.
It was Al McCray.
McCray got me. Boy, you don't have that today, do you? You can't even touch him. Hell, you could be left-handed, 250-pound second baseman and play second base today.
Was it simply a hard play by him, or do you feel like the Reds were always trying to be in a position of trying to intimidate the Athletics at that time?
Oh, that's just the way you play baseball back then. It was a clean hit, and he did come over the bag to get me. I was on the other side of the bag.
Bando short hops it, goes down to second. Green, whoa, is he taken out at second base by McCray?
Watch Bando again. He's trying to get the lead runner. Now watch McCray. Green, a dead duck. Watch McCray once again. Had a good jump on the little topper. Now you can see him trying to get the angle, and the shortstop does not like this. That man should slide and not come in throwing a block.
Boy, McCray took two or three short steps right before he got to the bag, and that's the way they played in the World Series.
The A's won that series and the next against the New York Mets. To make it three consecutive World Series victories, the A's had to defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, Dick Green was 0-13 in that series, but his teammates felt he could have been MVP. He was always in the right place at the right time. And the play in Game 5 cemented the win.
I was seeing the backs of the right fielder, especially Reggie's. And when Reggie got the ball, and I knew he was going to get it, I don't have to go very far out in the out of the infield to get the ball, because he does have a strong arm. And he just made a perfect throw. And before he threw the ball, I saw where Buckner was. And then I took another little quick look right before I caught the ball where he was. And I knew I had a chance. All I had to do was make a good throw. So I kind of concentrated on the throw. And it happened to be a really good throw. And Sell didn't have to move his glove. I think the ball went right on the bag.
And he's facing a difficult out, Bill Buckner. Buckner lines it into right center, and the Dodgers had the tying run on. Ball gets away, and on to second. North played that casually. He's coming on to third to throw. Out! Boy, there's a play we'll be talking about. North let the ball get away from him, and he played it casually out there. Jackson backed it up, and Dick Green made the throw.
Dodgers get burned on good execution on a relay play. Reggie Jackson backing up the play for Greeny. A dumb base running move by Bill Buckner. He knows it right now. He played overly aggressive baseball, and it could hurt the Dodgers. There it is. North nonchalance to start with. But look at Reggie. And what's this throw to Green? He got rid of the ball. Two perfect throws. Great execution once again by the A's.
What a relay throw.
Dick Green retired after the 1974 season and went back home to South Dakota. Years later, another infielder from that state would make the same kind of impression on both teammates and fans, Mark Ellis. To hear the entire conversation with Dick Green, go to athletics.com/acecast.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente, thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. We got a full scoreboard, so let's just hammer it out. The Reds are starting to play good baseball. They lead the Pirates 8-2. Yelich back in Miami, top of the ninth, 1-1 between the Brewers and the Marlins. Astros trying to make it 11 in a row. They have the lead over the Nationals 6-1 in the seventh. Tigers shutting out the Orioles 4-0 in the seventh. Mariners, Mets, that's 1-1 in the seventh. Top of the eighth, Rays lead the Jays 2-1 down at the Trop. Padres over the Braves 4-2, top of the sixth. Top of the fifth inning, it's the Red Sox shutting out the Rangers 1-0. End of the third, Twins over the Guardians 2-1. Yankees already up on the White Sox. Wow, 5-0. In the top of the third inning, they are playing really good baseball, and the Giants and Cardinals are tied at 1-1. One more game, Royals and Rockies, bottom of the second inning, 2-0, Royals over the Rockies. Now time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Well, we've already talked about Cole and the rehab assignment. Let's talk Mark Kotze and this battle against the Angels for four games.
Well, they are a really good team. There's no doubt. You know, they have some all-star players on their team that, you know, future Hall of Famer, possibly Mike Trout. You know, they're up and down their lineup. They're pretty solid. You know, I think overall, we'll get to see them for the first time. And at that point, we can assess, you know, whether their record speaks for them, you know, or, you know, we can get some wins this weekend.
That's Mark Kotze on the Mark Kotze Show. You hear every Friday on A's Cast Live, and then throughout the week on A's Cast, go to athletics.com/A's Cast. Up next, part two of Zach Lowe right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
This is A's Clubhouse.
The lefty Zach Logue joined us earlier today on A's Cast Live, and we talked about during COVID he played in independent ball, what he learned, and how he got better. Independent ball changed your career. How?
So in the COVID 2020 season, I wasn't invited to the alternate site for the Blue Jays, so I was just kind of stuck at home. And, you know, the first couple months I was playing catch and throwing bullpens with some friends in the area. But, you know, you can only get so much work in doing that. And there was the Florence Freedom and the Lexington Legends. They put together a little four-team league, and a bunch of pro guys and, you know, just normal people just came and tried out and wanted to get a little baseball in over the summer. And the competition actually ended up being pretty good. Brandon Phillips played for one of the teams, so I got to face some, you know, some real guys, and some guys that played AA, AAA at the time. So it was really, really good to get that competition. And that's kind of when I developed my cutter. And seeing reactions from that was huge going into 2021 the next year.
Yeah, I remember, you know, we had the guys that went down to San Jose. It's the San Jose Giants, which is obviously with the San Francisco Giants. But we took over that site, and, you know, like Cap was there. We talked to a few guys that were there, and it was, like, great for them. But everybody else, I mean, like, what the hell is everybody going to do? It's
exactly.
Like you lost a year of your career, so that's kind of always been a question. What did everybody do? We know some people retired. Some people went out and got jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be so tough for all of you guys.
It was. It was tough because at first we went home and we're like, oh, we'll be at home for, you know, no more than 2 weeks, and then we'll come back and we'll just start this thing back up. And then, you know, a month goes by, a month and a half, 2 months goes by, and we haven't heard anything. So there's just so much unknown, and, you know, we're not getting any younger over here, and you can get old in this game really, really fast. So yeah, the unknown was really, really hard, but I'm glad I got to, you know, get some game experience and not lose that feel for it, for an entire season.
You know, for me as a former pitcher, I was a short right-hander. You understand what short, what scared me about the cutter, especially always playing against metal bats in college versus, it's like, if it doesn't really cut that much, this thing is just at least with a slider.
Yeah.
I know it's a strikeout pitch. I'm. Once you get that, though, it's amazing how it doesn't move that much. But hitters just they don't react well to it. They just can't barrel it up.
Right. And even though I don't throw super hard, I'm a guy that throws a lot of fastballs. I have, you know, I trust my fastball a lot of the time. So, you know, I got to AA in 2019, and I had guys that were just selling out to heaters and barreling them up pretty good. So I knew I needed something to just get them off the fastball just that much. And like you said, it doesn't move a ton, but it's, you know, it looks like a fastball the majority of the way, and it gets off the barrel just that much to get off it and jam them or swing and miss or whatever it might be.
Were you at any point, maybe this is just us who have been around the game a long time now, are kind of shell-shocked that we don't allow pitchers to pitch, even though that's your job is to pitch?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I said, like, my God, he's at 94 pitches. Like, he's still out there. Is that weird to you guys? Because for us, we were so used to guys going 120, 115. Mm-hmm. They now don't allow you guys to pitch. Were you shocked you were still out there?
You know, I figured they might let me go out there for another one and kind of be a batter-to-batter
situation.
You were
cruising.
Yeah, I felt good. I think that was part of it, and we had a big lead. So I think with the doubleheader the day before and then we have a doubleheader tomorrow, trying to conserve that bullpen is big. So I think they were just trying to let me get as many outs as I could for the team. I figured if a guy or a couple guys got on, I might come out. But, yeah, like you said, in the minor leagues even, you know, you're not going past 90 pitches. So it was good to kind of – it's nice to go out there and know it's kind of your ball game. You know what I mean? You're going to go until you can't go anymore, basically, which is what I think a lot of us enjoy about pitching.
What has surprised you the most about being at the big league level?
That's a good question. You know, it's – There's some things that didn't. It's the same game, you know what I mean? It's still baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
You know, I think you see all these guys on TV, and you think, oh my gosh, they're so good, and a lot of them are, but it's still baseball. So I think, you know, knowing that is kind of comforting, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's awesome. They treat you so well up here, and the guys on the team and the coaches and the staff all over here have been awesome to me. So yeah, I got no complaints.
Yeah, I mean, last series, Miguel Cabrera, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, Mike Trout, when it's all said and done, is going to be one of the greatest players to have ever played. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani, God, it's crazy what he's doing,
yeah,
right?
It's
just like, it's like every series, you know, for the most part, you're playing against somebody or you're playing against a certain team where you just it's wow, it's the best of the best in the world.
It is. It is surreal. You know, I obviously knew Miggy was in the lineup that night, but, you know, you kind of walk around and then all of a sudden they announce Miguel Cabrera over the loudspeaker and you're like, oh gosh, like he's about to step in and I gotta go after him. So that moment that he stepped in was pretty surreal. And, yeah, you look over on the other side and they got Trout and Ohtani and all these guys. So it is a little bit surreal to share a field with those guys. But like I said, it's still baseball, and we're all going out there and having fun.
Well, I've talked about this year as the year of discovery, and let's find out the guys that can help us win now, and let's, you know, the guys that can help us win in the future. I see you as one of those guys. You keep putting up zeros. I mean, you go to Emerson, you go to Cotts, you're like, hey, I'm ready to go every 5 days, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, like you said, is we want to help this team win, and that's what it's all about in the big league. So, like you said, just trying to put up zeros, trying to go deep into ball games and give our guys a chance to win and finish it off for us. So, yeah, that's what it's all about, just trying to do my best.
No doubt about it. Good kid. Hear the entire interview, athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, Mark Kotze and Ken Korak, the manager shows. We get you ready for the Halos and the Athletics right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker. That's right, Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign up. Terms and conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
At the Coliseum on a beautiful Friday night on Friday the 13th. The A's are back home. The A's and the Angels beginning this four-game series with Mark Kotze. And Mark, what about the series against the Tigers and how much that meant to you and the ball club to bounce back after the tough series against the Twins?
Yeah, it wasn't just a tough series against the Twins. It was a tough nine-game stretch there that, you know, I felt there was some anxiety and some nerves to the failure that we endured. You know, these guys are going at it every day, and there's a confidence level that it takes to win baseball games here. And Monday afternoon we got together as a group and we talked about it, and it was great to see them respond as a team. To take 4 out of 5 games, and I don't know if I've been a part of a 5-game series before at the major league level. It felt really good.
But also to bounce back, Mark, I thought defensively to play 5 games airless ball against the Tigers, and I would think that at least partially would be a byproduct of hard work on the part of the club.
Yeah, no question. I am going to knock on this bench we're sitting because it is wood, that we continue playing, exceptional defense. But that's a testament to our infield coach, Eric Martins. He's getting these guys out, the work that they've put in through spring training, through the first 25 games, it's starting to show itself. And I think these guys are starting to get a little bit more confident as well on the defensive side.
You said something, speaking of hard work, Mark, during your session with the media just a couple of minutes ago down here. And that is, I guess, what it takes to be a successful big leaguer, the hard work, the commitment. Maybe you could expand upon that a little bit.
Yeah, in anything that you want to be successful in life, there's certain sacrifices you have to make. Those sacrifices will pay dividends, and you may not get rewarded right away, but to play here every day in the major leagues, you have to be able to let your failures go. Second is you have to establish a routine, and those routines are what you fall back on. You fall back on those for your confidence and knowing that, this is a game of failure. You're going to fail 70% of the time, and yet you're still going to make an all-star team. So stick to the routines. Build those routines as you come through our system in the minor leagues, and that's the way you stretch, the way you you run before a game, the time that it takes, the time management skill set. Those are invaluable, and they'll help you be successful in your day.
Do you buy into the notion, Mark, that a team develops a personality during a season?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they continually grow. We use that word a lot around here in that growth mindset. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to try something new. It is hard to change. People fear that, but this team's developing. They're creating an identity that they fight together. They want to win together.
What are your thoughts on playing the Angels for the first time this year?
Yeah, this is a good ball club. They're coming in here playing well. They've had success this year, so it'll be interesting to see how we stack up and come out of this weekend.
Were they your team as a kid?
They were not. The Dodgers were my team.
I get that. You had to drive a little farther north to see the Dodgers play. All right, that's Mark Kotze, and Chris Townsend will send things back down to you.
Dodger fan, really? Kotz, come on. All righty, we got the Angels and the Athletics, the first of 4, coming up next. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Ooh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude.
A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.